Hey everyone, welcome back to Daily Self-Reassurance. I'm your host, Jessica Lane, and let's be real. Finding inner peace in this crazy world can feel like trying to find a parking spot on Black Friday. It's tough, it's crowded, and sometimes you just want to scream into the void. Or maybe that's just me. But seriously folks, feeling calm and centered amidst the chaos is not only possible, but essential for our well-being. Today, we're diving deep into finding your inner oasis, because even if the world outside feels like a hurricane, you deserve to be your own little sanctuary of peace. Now, I know what you're thinking. Jessica, easier said than done. And trust me, I get it. Our lives are packed with deadlines, notifications, and the constant pressure to be on. But here's the thing. Inner peace isn't about achieving some mythical state of complete tranquility. Let's face it, that's a unicorn. It's about cultivating moments of calm within the midst of the whirlwind. So, how do we actually pull this off? First up, let's talk mindfulness. Ever heard the phrase, be here now? Sounds like something your hippie Aunt Carol might say, right? But seriously, it holds some truth. Mindfulness is about paying attention to the present moment, without judgment. It's not about zoning out or pretending everything is perfect, but rather acknowledging your thoughts and feelings without getting swept away by them. Think of it as watching your thoughts like clouds drift across the sky. You see them, acknowledge them, and then let them go. Next, we have the power of saying, no. Now, I'm not suggesting you become a recluse who lives in a cave. Unless that sounds appealing, then rock on. But learning to set healthy boundaries is crucial for finding inner peace. You can't pour from an empty cup. So make sure you prioritize your own needs and protect your time and energy. It's okay to decline invitations, delegate tasks, and put yourself first sometimes. Remember, saying no to things that drain you allows space for the things that truly nourish your soul. Speaking of nourishment, let's talk about self-care. This isn't just about bubble baths and face masks, though those are great. Self-care encompasses everything that replenishes your mind, body, and spirit. It could be reading a good book, taking a walk in nature, listening to your favorite music, spending time with loved ones, whatever brings you joy and helps you recharge. Make self-care a non-negotiable part of your routine, because when you feel good, everything else seems a little brighter, don't you think? Now, let's get real for a second. Life throws curveballs. There are going to be days when stress feels like it's taking over, and finding inner peace seems impossible. But remember, these moments are temporary. When things get tough, try practicing gratitude. Focusing on the good things in your life, even the small ones, can shift your perspective and bring a sense of calm. Remember that cup analogy? Well, gratitude is like adding hot water to it. It helps brew a little warmth and comfort amidst the storm. Finally, don't underestimate the power of connection. Humans are social creatures, and we thrive on meaningful relationships. Spending time with loved ones, sharing laughter and stories, and offering support can create a sense of belonging and peace. Remember, you're not alone in this journey. Lean on your support system when you need it, and be there for others as well. Picture this. You're at work, juggling deadlines and emails, feeling the pressure mounting. Suddenly, your phone buzzes. Another notification demanding your attention. But instead of letting that stress consume you, you take a deep breath, close your eyes for a moment, and focus on your senses. You feel the warmth of the sun on your skin, hear the gentle hum of the office, smell the faint aroma of coffee brewing in the break room. This simple act of mindfulness anchors you to the present moment, helping you regain a sense of calm amidst the chaos. You open your eyes, feeling refreshed and ready to tackle whatever comes next. See what I mean? Inner peace isn't about living in some utopian dream world. It's about finding those pockets of calm within the everyday hustle and bustle. So, remember, be mindful, say no when needed, prioritize self-care, practice gratitude, and nurture your connections. These small yet powerful practices can make a world of difference in creating a sense of inner peace even amidst the craziness of modern life. I'm sending you all good vibes. Now go out there and rock your day with a little extra calm and confidence. And don't forget to share this episode with someone who might benefit from a little self-reassurance. Let's spread the love, one mindful moment at a time. See ya tomorrow for another dose of daily inspiration.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.